All right, so we're in the Grizz still, in Hilchas Tamid and Musafin, and in the standard, I guess there is only a standard edition. It's on we're on Daf Mem Aleph. We're up to the paragraph of Va'ayin B'Mishnah L'Melech. So the Grizz here in this paragraph says as follows. I mean, this paragraph, I mean, at least by my my evaluation, he's not saying any new ideas, really. He's clearly not, but he's showing you that he would come to a different conclusion halachically, based on the idea that he posited, different than what the Mishnah Lamelech says. So he says, "Vayim b'Mishnah Lamelech Parakim Halachas Tuvim Musaf and Halach Yudbeis." Shekasa b'shem atosus the yuma dafnan tes the dishan hamenoro mizbeach hapnimi lo boy big day kona ulechora dvarim atmiim darei dishan hamenoro hu mechlal hatavas aneiras ukidevena midivrei Rashi bezvachem uvisanhedrin right the steer that steer in Rashi that he worked out so beautifully in the paragraph before. The Mefarshim Mestisin, the mate of Isaneros, the Rotz Loma, Medashin Es Amenor Baboker. Umidivri Atosis, the Meila, the Dishan Amenor, Nilmad Mikra, the Behetivo Es Aneros. So Dishan is a chelik of is Hatava. Uv Menachastav Nun, Elav David Adlaka Me Orta, Hatava Bet Safra Me Hecha. Yeah. Harei dadishin hu hatava. Yeah, because it says hatava mitzafra hecha. So it's clear that hatava is the dishin. Hadlaka is meorta, and hatava is mitzafra. So the dishin is definitely synonymous with the hatava. It's part of the hatava. It is the hatava. I know ach. Vimkein lama lo yetzarech big day kahuna kidin avoda. Darei hatava saneros avoda hi lechuli alma vitzarechin. Okay, so what does he answer? Yeah, just 1 second. So his main kasha really is directed. I shouldn't say his main kasha. His only kasha is really directed to one thing. How could the Mishnah Lamelech say in the name of Tosas that Dishan HaMenorah doesn't require Big Day Kahuna when Dishan's part of Hatav and Hatav is definitely Avoda. It is an Avoda. Okay, that's his kasha. All right, you'll see in a minute why he's not bothered by the fact that there might not be Big Day Kahuna by Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, so let's take a look. V'hinei be'emes b'divrei hatosa shehivi ha-mishnah l'melech lo huzker klal Disha ha-menorah rak Disha ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi v'zeh l'shan hatosa sham v'im tomar ma'ishna de Disha ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi Afilu kodem dishun lesbe meila vechule videshen hamizbeach videshen mizbeach achitzon moalim bo lechuli alma kodem dishun. Okay, so this is a different. You have to look at that Tosaf. I said this at the beginning. When you analyze the that Gemara in Meila and Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there are a lot of different approaches. So if the way we learned it, according to Rashi and the Ri and Rabbeinu Gershom, was that it's Pashat that there's Me'ila before Dishon by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Mishnah is telling you that Lo Ma'alin, Lo Nenev, Lo Ma'alin, it's because Nasas Mitzvaso, and not everybody learns that way. You just need to know that. Okay, that's not like some set premise. No, that's part of the machlokas between the Rishonim, how to interpret that Gemara. Okay, so Tosas over here is operating that there is no Me'ila, even Kodem Dishon, by the Deshon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Kasha is, why is it different than the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Where there is a Me'ila L'Chuli Alma. V'yesh lomar dibedeshim mizbeach achitza mo'alabo kevan shemechusar avoda shetzricha bigdei kahuna. Because it's missing an avoda that requires bigdei kahuna, namely vehi rivis adeshin v'samo eitzel mizbeach. So it has a certain designation still. It's not, there's no natsis mitzvaso insofar as the deshin itself. Aval dishim is be'ach apnimi, af lishim uchus adishon, ein ze chesron avoda. The lo ashkechon sheit sarach bigdei kahuna, ad kan l'shono. So even though this the deshin hasn't taken place, that's not an avoda. It's not an avoda. The lo ashkechon sheit sarach bigdei kahuna. We never find that it requires bigdei kahuna. All right, that's a whole nother question. Whether the different bigodim that the Kohen wore for Haramas Hadeshen, what's their status? Okay? All right, it's another question. But Tosa's operating that it doesn't require Big Day Kohuna because it's not a Chesron Avoda. It's just simply a practical thing that you can't let the Deshen accumulate on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So at some point, I mean, that has to be removed. It has to be removed. Okay. Hare delo his. Okay, so, but now, okay, so Tosfos, Hare delo his kiyo rak dishim is be'ach apnimi velo menorah. So the Grizz it lets you know, if you carefully read Tosfos' words, you see that he never talks about the menorah. His only kasha was the difference. The distinction between Mizbeach HaPnimi and Mizbeach HaChitzon. El Adam Mishnah Melech Mochiach Zos Midisnan Lahu Ladisha Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Amenorah B'Yachad B'Masnisen D'Meila D'Meshneim Lo Nena V'Lo Malin Harei D'Travayo Chadina Lahu Lein Yemila D'Gam Kodam Adishan Eim O'Alam Behem U'Bal Korchach D'Gam Disha Menorah Lo Boi Bigdei Kahuna. So Tosis really only talks about the Mizbeach. But since the Gemara equated the Mizbeach HaPnimi with the menorah, so now the Mishnah LeMelech goes ahead and applies whatever applied to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he applies to the menorah. Okay? That just like them, so how's it go? Just like the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't require Bigdei Kahuna, so therefore the Dishan HaMenorah also doesn't require Bigdei Kahuna. Which means basically, what is the Mishnah Melech saying? He's basically saying is that the removal of the Deshan is merely a practical thing. It's simply a practical thing, and it doesn't have, it's a mitzvah, if you will. When I say practical, it could be a mitzvah. But it doesn't have a shame avoda. Okay? That's the Mishnah LeMelech's analysis. But the Grizz, what does he say? I'm sorry, I don't think I finished reading all the, right? I didn't finish the whole point. Harei de Trevayo Chadina Lu Lin Yamila, the Gam Koda Madishan Emo Alam Behem, Valkach, the Gam Disha Menorah, Lo Boy Bigde Kuna, Di Lav Hachi, this be me'ila kodam harama. Okay? Because if that weren't true, then it should be shoved to the deshem mizbeach achitzon. That there should be a din me'ila, even kodam harama. But the Grizz says, ulam lefi mashakasavnu, yesh loma de be'emes mitzad din avodas hatava, hadishun tzorach bigdei kohuna. So he's rejecting the Mishnah LeMelech. Why? Ela de'enze no geyala in yemeila. This has nothing to do, the fact that the Dishon HaMenorah requires Big Day Kahuna has nothing to do with the analysis of its designation and its din me'ila. De avodas hatava hi b'haneros v'lo b'hadeshen, as he already explained. Atavas Haneros is purely an idea Hatava is purely an idea of Neros, as a means to producing Yarachoso Aron Avonov. The Chol Din Me'ilat Tzarech Lios Rak Mishum Mitzvahs Dishon Bahadeshin Atzmo U'Kamoshe Kasavnu. Ule in din dishon ba deshen atzmo bezeh dishon hamanora shava le dishon mizbeach hapnimi le da'as hatosus. Dehi rak mitzvah v'lo avoda v'lo tzarech big day kahuna. So when it comes to the deshen itself intrinsically, its designation, so according to this position in Tosus, the deshen is exactly equal to deshen mizbeach hapnimi, and it has, and it's not hugdash. It doesn't have a designation for harama. It's simply, like I said, a practical thing, a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You chayev to clean up the mizbeach every so often, but not because there's a shame and a designation in the very deshen that you would say it's nases mitzvaso. In the deshen. And therefore, that's why you would say from that standpoint, it doesn't require a big day kohuna. Ulachi ein me'ila b'deshen ha-menorah af kodem deshen. And that's exactly why there's no me'ila. Because there's no designation in the deshen anymore. Insofar as the carbon or the ketores, in this case, became deshen. That's it. So insofar as the hakravas, haktores, it's nasas mitzvah so happened already. And now there's no designation in the deshen itself. So that's why there's no me'ila, and that's why removing it doesn't require big day kahuna. Aval ein hachanami de'etzem maisa hadishon mikol makom tzarech big day kahuna mishum din havodas hatava de'isbe ukidei veinu lamala el deinze no geya le'inyam me'ila ukamosha kasav nanira. So the Griz says, but the Mishnah Melech, his psak is incorrect. Because in fact, Hatava, everything that we said is true by Dishan Mizdeach HaPnimi. But when it comes to the Dishan HaMenorah, the Dishan HaMenorah has another framework going on. Namely, that Deshan, Haramas HaDeshan, or Dishan, is part of Hatava. And Hatava is an Avoda. So it has nothing to do with the shame in the deshen itself and the din me'ila shabo. That has nothing to do with it. You're right. There's no me'ila. Goodbye. But it is partaking of the framework of hatava. And insofar as hatava, it definitely requires hatava saneros, deshen menorah, definitely requires big day kohuna. Okay. So hold on a second. This thing shut down on me. Hold on. Okay. You want to show that it's important that you have that you understand the two frameworks when it comes to the deshen and the menorah, and it will result in according to that das, that daya in Tosus, you'll come out with a different halachic result, namely that you'll require a big day kohuna. Okay. All right. Now that brings us to the to the main paragraph. Insofar as his original question. All right, this is a very important. This is an important paragraph. This is the main paragraph. All right, so he still hasn't answered with all this nice Torah here. He hasn't answered the original question, which is how could Rashi say learn the Gemara of Nidoshin Hashem and Nidashna Hapsila. That means be'emtza halayla, b'chatzi halayla. And right, because that would mean that you need dishun, you need a whole hatava, and then a hadlaka. And that doesn't make sense that should be happening in the middle of the night, as the Rashba so nicely asks. There's no hatava b'alayla. All you should require is if it goes out, if the ner goes out, Ner Shekavsa, it should be very simple. The halacha should be that you just relight it. Okay, here we go. So what does the Griz say? Ulefi hamavor, nira, dezeho yesod hadin, Ma dener shekova nifsal kulo lahadlaka. Right, you see right away he throws in a something new. Right? Namely, a ner shekova nifsal lahadlaka. Mishum de kevan de mitzvahs dishin habiminoro, kuchalos din, begufo shel hadeshen atzmo, shetaon dishon, vahanocha etzel hamizbeach, vechein etzem hashem deshen, kuchalos din, v'shem beetzem hachefza. De gam deshen haminora, Is Rabbi Ledin Deshen Bekra De Deshen Hadeshen Kemo Deshen Hamizbeach Al Kain Kol Shekova Chal Al Kulo Shame Deshen Vechalabo Mitzvahs Dishon Vanacha Eitzel Mizbeach Vizehu Haposlo mehadlaka. Vizehu ikar milse de Reb Yochanan. De ner shekavsa nidoshen hashemen nidoshen hapsila. Rotzalomar de hashemen vapsila hanosorim chalabahu din toras deshen. Vizehu din deshen hamenora mesha shekavu ubatlo mitzvasan. Umemela de psulim shuv lahadlaka. Okay? No, we have to explain that, but okay, so that's what he's learning. That when it goes out, it now has a shame deshen, and now it's pusul lahadlaka. Ulafiza re mavur hetev das rashi, the gamim kavsa bemsa laila tzrichadishan. After mitzvahs hatavas aneros nemer rak baboker ukikushias harashba the cholze rakling in mitzvahs hatava vadishon shmiskayemes bahaneros that whole framework of mitzvahs hatava baboker and hadlaka whatever ben arbayim all these doing a lot of different sheets about that that's only insofar as the mitzvah hatava adishon that's halacha in the very neros themselves. Valzehu shekavala Torah zman shel boker, shel baboker. Uki dechsib bekro baboker baboker, beitivu esen eros. Avalzeh hadin hasheni, sheyesh bedishon hanemar al hadeshen atzmo, alzeh lo nemar zman shel baboker. But the other framework, the very kiyum and shame in the deshen itself, It's kedusha, kedushas hadeshen. There's no idea of baboker. There's no limit. There's no time of baboker. Vagam ein laze zman kavua klal. That's right. Can't be limited to a zman. Ki im de ikar dina hu chalos din begufa shel hadeshen shu ton disha vanocha b'makom hadeshen v'chol shem deshen bo chal bo din zeh. Val kein kol shekava be'ez zman sheyia. Chalbo shem deshen lihitoin dishon. So the minute the ner goes out and the shem deshen emerges, so then there's going to be a chiyuv of dishon because that's what it's hugdash for. Umemela the pasul shuv ladlaka. Yeah, there you go again. That's it again. And as a result, naturally, it's possible for Adlaka. Vezeo de Masik HaGemara, Ketzarosa. Rot Saloma, after Iker Mitzvah Satav, Vedisho Minor, Nemra Rak Baboker. Avalkevet Shechal Hal Shem, and Valpsila Shem Deshen, meaning in the middle of the night, because it went out. Arechalabo Mitzvah Dishon, Venifsalu Adlaka. Valkochach, Hu the Tzarech Ladashna, Vasespa Shem, and Chadosh, Upsila Chadosh, Ladlika. Okay, so I think we need to explain the grizz. We need to explain the Gris, right? Why can't you just, we have to explain how the Gris understands why, according to Rashi, you can't simply, like the Rashba says, relight it, right? That's what we have to answer. Yeah, the Gris makes a big emphasis of the idea of psul. Right, he says, "Lafia mavur nira d'zo yisod dim ma d'ner shekava nifsal kulo." See how he's zeroing in on what Rashi really holds, and it's why is it that Rashi really can't imagine that you just relight it? Well, why should that be? Why can't you relight it? What would be so terrible if you relit it? You have a mitzvah, right? There's a ner shekava, so there's a mitzvah of hadlaka, right? You're going to say, right, kav sazakagla. So you have a chiyuv to light it. So light it. Well, why should it have to be that you have to clean out the whole thing, you know, do the whole business of hatava? That's what he's saying, that Rashi has to hold that there's an idea of a psul here. That the chefta shel ner, meaning the psil and the shemen, becomes puzzle. See, and then he says again, right? V'chal kein, kol shevkava, chal al kulo shem deshen. V'chalabo mitzvahs dishon v'anacha etzal ha-mizbeach. V'zeo ha-poslo madlaka. See, he's identifying, see, what is the psul? Can't just say something's psul. Psul machmas what? Why is it psul? So he's saying the very psul, the shame psul, is the shame deshen. And then again later, right, on the next, on the other column. V'zeo din deshen de menorah mishar shekavu u'batla mitzvasan u'memela de psulim shuv ladlaka. And then finally at the end. Aval kevin shechal Hashem v'al psila shem deshen harei chalabu mitzvas dishon v'nifsulu ladlaka. See, that's. So clearly what the Gris is saying is that according to Rashi, that the minute the Nair goes out, and now the shame, a shame deshen, is when the Nair goes out, there's a shame deshen emerges. Now you say that what's in front of you has a shame deshen. And because it has a shame deshen, it is now hugdash. It's now designated as a chiyuv of deshen, of, you know, haramas hadeshen, removing the deshen. And that removes it from the world of hadlaka. In other words, the shame deshen emerges with the key when it goes out, when it extinguishes. And the shame deshen, two things happen simultaneously. One is that the shame deshen emerges, and two, it's now kavua, it's now, it's ton deshen. And therefore the whole institution of hadlaka is gone. can no longer enter into the picture. Not possible. In other words, there's no competition here. It's not like when the nair goes out, you say to yourself, okay, the nair went out. Well, I have an option now. I could do hadlaka, or if I want, I could do dishin. That doesn't make any sense. So the way Rashi understood it was, ner shakava nidashen Hashem and nidashna haner, is that the minute it goes out, a shame deshen emerges. And the shame deshen has its own intrinsic chiyuvim. And therefore there's a complete hafka of hadlaka. Hadlaka can't take place. It's deshen. There's a chala. That's his emphasis there, right at the bottom of there. But he says, v'chein etzem Hashem deshen hu chalos din v'shem be'etzem hachefza. And that's deshen hadeshen. And therefore, it cannot be, it's no longer considered ner and shemen, psila and shemen. It's a chalos in the guf hadavar, the very essence of the thing. And that's exactly what's mafkia, the hadlaka. It's a different entity. It's a different entity with its own designation. And now it's impossible, it's memela, it's possible for hadlaka. So it makes no difference if there's a mitzvah of hatavas aneros in the middle of the night. That's insofar as a din in the neros. You're right, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that Aaron Abanov, they should ensure that there's hadlakas aneros every day, everywhere. Again, I'm not getting into all the shitas. Okay, whatever. You do it at Tav in the morning, Hadlaka Ben Arbayim, you do it at both times, whatever your sheet is. But that's a mitzvah of Neros, per se. But now there's another phenomenon, a completely different category. And that is the Deshen as an entity unto itself. And the minute the Shem Deshen emerges, it cannot be subject to hadlaka. It's impossible. It's possible hadlaka. It's the wrong entity now, conceptually speaking, halachically speaking, and it's ton dishan, and it has its own nasis. It has its own mitzvah, its own chiyuvim, its own intrinsic chiyuvim that have to be taken care of. So that's why you have to say, that's it. If it goes out in the middle of the night, according to Rashi, right now you're looking at Deshen. Now the world of Deshen creates its own Chiyuvim. Psulim first, of course, Psulim and Chiyuvim. So therefore, that's why you have to clean it out. And that takes care of that removes the Rajbus Kasha against Rashi. That's what the Grizz wants to show you, that if you're operating with the two frameworks, if you understand that there are two frameworks, so then the kasha is completely removed. And it's even the Lashon HaGemara is nice. Ner shekafsa, nidoshein hashemen, nidashna hapsila. You see? They become a chaloshem. It's a chaloshem. In the etzem achefza, like the Grizz says, it's deshen. So keitzerosa, what do you do? Meitiva venosa b'shem and madlika. Yeah, yechayev and atavas and neiros, and then putting a new shem and adlaka, but not because of the mitzvah of the neiros, but because of the whole din of the deshen itself. So that's a very, it's beautiful. where the Grizz explains Rashi. So Rashi is consistent throughout with these two frameworks, as the Grizz showed the stira between, you know, Zvachim and Sanhedrin before, whether it's an Avodah Tama or a Avodah Siluk. So Rashi is consistent throughout that you have these two different frameworks when it comes to Dishan HaMenorah. Yeah, they're completely two different worlds. They just are the same action, but conceptually, it's completely two different worlds. I was learned, the way I understood it, when he says in the right in the beginning there, the 2 points, Mishum dekevin the mitzvah dishan b'menorah hu chalos din begufa shal adeshan atzmo, shaton dishan v'anocha etzel mizbeach, v'chein etzam Hashem deshan hu chalos din, v'shem be'etzam achefza. Right? I thought he was, the v'chein there is letting you know that a ner shekava, the shame deshin that emerges is mafkia, the shame there. That's what he's adding. That it's a psul. It's a psul. When it says deshin, ha deshin, it's telling you, and it cannot be any longer defined as a shame there. Because if you're telling me it's deshen, but it's also a nair, so then you could be faced with two possibilities. If you want, you could be mekayim the deshen, or you could just relight it. But he's saying no. That the very shame deshen defines the entity. See, it's a shame be'etzem achefza. As opposed to like saying it's like a ner that has some deshen on it. It's a psila with deshen. It's a oil with deshen. No. It's the very definition of the entity. And therefore that's mafkio mehadlaka. That's what he's saying. That's what I think he's saying. He's adding something. I agree with you. He's adding something. But that's what he's adding. He's adding, besides the fact that the idea that Deshen has two frameworks, he's now letting you know that the Shem Deshen is the very definition of the object, of the Chefta itself, of the Shemen and the Psila, such that it's Mafkio Medin Hadlaka. It's not possible. The Memela Psulim. It's a different entity. It's a different entity, it's like we said before, with its own designation now. For Dishan. So you're right. He's definitely adding an idea there. Okay, now his next paragraph, Vihine Birushalmi, Yoma Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Ze Lashonam. Sila Shekavas. Tzricha Dishon Mamiyad V'chulei. All right, I couldn't locate this. I don't have an actual physical Yerushalmi. But anyhow, let's just follow his view in Shamba Mefarshe Yerushalmi, which I did not do. Shenitchaku Bebayas HaYerushalmi De Mamiyad. That's what they were bothered. They were troubled with the trying to explain what the Yerushalmi's question was. Mamiyad. Ayin shama devreya mashakasu bazeh. I did not look. I guess he probably, who does he mean? The Pnei Moshe, right? And who's the other one? Can't remember. All right. So. But he wants to say very simply, right? Ulefi mashe kasavnu nira the divrei Yerushalmi hein hadvarim shekasavnu b'dahas Rashi. There you go. The Iker Milsei Dir Shalmi Hu De Psila Shekavsa Ispa Torah's Deshen V'chal Baba Atzma Mitzvah's Deshen K'mo Deshen Emezbeach The Iker Mitzvah's Deshen Ala Deshen At Ba'atzma De Bahachi Kamayri Shalmi Sham Le'el Midin Deshen Emezbeach Apnimi V'achitzon Yuen Sham V'zeo De Kaboy Dim Kein Hadeshen Tzorach Liyos Miyad V'eino Inyin L'zeh Hazman Shel Baboker Shinemer ba'tavas aneiras. Kevin dohacha mitzvah achrita hi. Hanemer al gufo shel deshen. V'lo mishum ha'tavasa shel ha'menorah. V'hein ein gam divrei ha'gemara b'talmudin l'fi pirish Rashi. Right? He means the, right? The Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Menachas. D'Rabbi Yochanan mechadesh d'ner shekova nase deshen. V'chal bei ba'atzmo mitzvahs dishun v'hanocha etzal mizbeach. V'tzorach l'dashno af pe'emtza ha'layla shelo b'zman mitzvasa shel ha'tavas aneiros. U'mizeh yesod le'ikar shitas Rashi d'kol shekavsa ika mitzvahs dishun gam pe'emtza ha'layla. U'kamo shekasavdu nicha nera. There you go. Okay. I'm not going to say anything about that, Yerushalmi. I didn't see the other Mepharshim, but he learns it very, the Grizz, that's it. Learns it very nicely. That's it. I like that with the Gemara's answers to the Abaya, but I don't have Yerushalmi. Does anybody know? This brings us to the paragraph, Yine B'tshuva Sarajba. I'll have to be honest, there's almost a temptation to skip to the next paragraph. All right, we'll do our best. All right, you get into the it's a complicated meaning that there's so many different views on what exactly happened. But basically, what you have to know is that in the Seder Avoda of every day, so you had Hatavas Chamesh Neros. Then you had the Korban Tamid. And then you had Hatavas Shtei Neros. So the Kohen did not do all seven of them together. Which of the five and which of the two? Forget it. Not going into that. And I think you know. I don't happen to have the Rashba up here in New Hampshire with me, but the Rashba both in Seminai and Tess, and then wherever the other one was, Shin Tess, they're quite lengthy. Tshuvas. There's a lot of shitas, even on the Mefarshim, just on the Mishnayos. I shouldn't say just Mishnayos, but Gemara also in Talmud. In any case, so we'll do our best here, okay? To try to keep, I don't want to get lost in that. But let's see if we can understand exactly, at least what the Grizz wants to bring out from the, from the Rajba's objection to the Mefarshim. Okay. V'hine b'tshuvos ha-Rajba sham simenai in tes. I guess he also means shin tes. Avi perish hamafarshim the hardest nan betamid paragimel the imatzam shekavu midashnan umadlikan min hadolkim the hahadlaki hirak mishum hakera balma bichtei shetehei hafsakan ikeres. So it seems that, in other words, the Mishnah, even that has a girsa problems. When it says matzam shekavu, does it mean the maravis? Does it mean the mizrachis? All right, let's not worry ourselves. The point is that the two neros, that their hatava is supposed to be after the korban tamid. You found when the kohen came in the morning, he saw that they were out. They were already extinguished. Now, he's not supposed to deal with them now, right? He's supposed to deal only with the five, because he does Hatavas Chamesh Neros first. So the Mishnah says that if he found that they were already extinguished, the two, so he should do Dishun and be Madlik them. And then he should do Hatava on the five. And then come back. Well, let's leave that out. Not come back. And then do Hatava on the five. So there's a sheet that says, very strangely, that why do you do that? That why do you light them? Like, why are you lighting them for? What's the point of lighting them? Because their hatava really should be when? After the carbon tamid. So you should just leave them alone. The two of them are out. You should do hatava saneros on the five, then do the tamid, and then come back and do hatava saneros on those two that are out. Clean them out, right? Take out the deshen, take out the oil, replace it, then relight it. Push it. So why do you have to do this funny thing and light it now? So they give an explanation that it's really for no purpose really intrinsically. It's a kerub alma. In order that the hafsaka should be nikeris. In other words, it should be clear that you're only involved in the hatava of the five. So you want these two lit as a contrast. Okay? Strange explanation. But that's what they held. That it should be hafsaka nikeres. That there's a difference between the two and the five. Okay. Va'raj v'sham hikshal zeh v'zeh l'shono v'od im eino madlikon elam machmas heker zeh adraba. Lo ayala ledashno adayin. Yeah, if the whole purpose is just simply to make a hecker, so, but the Mishnah says midashno. Why would you do that? Eli yadlikenu ba'osa shemen yashan. Uva'osa psila yashana. V'yachsev yechab el achetz rikas damim. V'yadashen shemen v'yadashen psila. If it's just a hecker, but the Mishnah openly says you do Dishon before the carbon tumid on those two, if they were out. But if it's only a hecker, you shouldn't do that at all. Just relight them with their already present oil and present wick. And then after the carbon tumid, after Zrigas Adam, you'll come back and you'll take care of it correctly. So that's one kasha. Va'od im ata omer kain nimsa madlik es a mizrachi ba'erev b'shemen uvepsila yeshana. And if you say this, it'll come out that the two candles will now be lit ba'erev with the old oil and the old wick. Vim tomar shiyadashin pam shniya achar shiyachabeno. And if you're going to tell me, well, maybe you'll say no. Why are you saying that? No, I'll tell you what. After the carbon tumid, you'll come back and you'll do deshen a second time. You'll clean out those two a second time after you put them out. Zelo nishma ma'olam. This we never heard of in our lives. Do we ever say that you ever hear that you should be medashen the Mizrahi, these two times in the same time zone? In other words, if you're going to tell me that what? then in fact, right, like the Mishnah says, you're midashing them. Correct? And then what are you going to do? One second. I'm a little confused now myself. Right, yeah, so it's going to cut. And then the Rashba's second kash is like this. So you only lit that for Hakera. But really, you're going to have to blow it out. But they're learning that you don't do the lighting until Bein Arbayim. And then it's going to turn out you're going to be using the oil and the wick that from the morning. And if you'll tell me on the contrary that you'll be medashin it a second time, meaning after the carbon timid, you'll come back and do it. You know, after you blow it out, then you'll really do a real dishon in the morning. But then it's going to come out. You did two dishons. You did a dishon before the carbon timid on these neiros, and then you did another dishon afterwards. And that we never heard of in our lives. So the Rashba cannot understand this explanation that maybe you're doing this first dishon and hadlaka for Hakera Ba'alma. Any way you look at it, it doesn't make sense. Well, I don't want to get into the Nisim with Shimon HaTzadik. I mean, so they learned that when the Mishnah says that it went out, these two went out, that's after Shimon HaTzadik was already mace. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is they're out. Okay. All right, Now, what does the Mishnah say you do when these two are out? Now, you have to remember, you're coming in, you're coming to the menorah really to do Hatavas Chamesh Neiros. You following? That's the order. There's Chamesh Neiros, then Shtei Neiros, with the Tumid in between.
Right, that's already what's confusing.
You're right to be confused about that. You're coming to do the five, and all of a sudden you're worried about the two. That's a very good point. Correct. But I'll be honest, I'm not looking to straighten out these problems now. That would require, you know, us, you know, a departure from the grids. You can do it the next sugi if you want, but
yeah.
Chronologically, the Mishnah says that if you see the two went out, you do dishon on the two and you light them, and then you do hatavas chamesh neiros, which, according to the Rashba, at least, and others, you're not lighting them. You're just doing the Hatava. You're not going to light them till Bein Arbayim. But the Rambam holds you do light them. That's why it gets complicated.
Sure, that I'm aware of. Most Rishonim hold you not lighting in the morning.
Right. So that's why okay, so now you can understand. That's why, according to the people who say that the reason why you light the two is for Hekera. Now you understand the Heker, right? Because you want to demonstrate that you're only doing the Hatava on the five and nothing unrelated to the two. So the two should be lit. This way there's no relationship of the Hatava. It's they're set off, contrasting that these two are Dolkos and the other five, you're Osek in the Hatava. What's supposed to happen next is now the Kohen gets done with, so he did Dishon on the two and lit them for Hekera, and then he does the real Hatava on the five. Now they proceed and they do the Karban Tamid. They get done with Zrikas Adam by the Karban Tamid, they come back to the Neros. And now you do the real Hatava on the two. Okay? Now, well, that's, it. Ostensibly you would say that's correct, that when you come back, you're blowing them out, you're doing a real Dishon and a real Hatava. So that's what the Rashba can't understand. Lo nishma dvarim me'olam. Where did you ever see you end up doing a Dishon and Hatava twice at the same time, in the same morning? This doesn't make any sense.
But that was the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah.
In other words, you have to see how the Rashba learns this whole business. But the point is, he's saying, you can't tell me that the lighting is a Hekera Ba'alma. It's just not possible. This cannot be. It is not possible. Because then you're going to run into all these crazy ideas. See, the Rashi breaks it up into two kashas. So he says it like this. He says, Va'od, im ata omer kein. That what? That you're going to do dishun, right? A hatava and a lighting for hakera ba'alma. Nimsa madlik es ha-mizrachi ba'erev b'shevin uv'psila yeshana. Because it's going to tell me that you're going to blow that out. Okay, because this is only hakera. Only to keep it lit right now while you're doing the hatava. You're really going to blow it out. And then when it comes to erev, so now you're going to relight using those. Because you're not doing hatava bein arbayim. You're doing hadlaka bein arbayim. So it's going to come out that you relight, you're going to light those that were already used. They already had a candle lit in them.
What did you do in the morning, right?
Right. So one second. That's when he says, "V'im tomar shi'adashim pam shnia achashiyachabenu." So maybe you'll say no. You'll do it like this. You'll do hatavas haneros. You'll light it for hakera. Then you'll put it out, and then afterwards you'll do dishon again. He says, where do you ever see that? So the problem is, either way you go, you're going to run into a bad problem that either you're going to be using the same oil and wick at night, Bein Arbayim, that is, or you're going to tell me that you're going to do Hatavas HaNeros twice to two Neros. And whoever heard of such a thing? Yeah, so the Grizz proceeds to explain those mefarshim against the Rashba. So really, I'm gonna go backwards. To knock off the Rashba's kasha, that since it's for hakera ba'alma, why are you doing deshen ladashno? What are you doing that for? It's just hakera. Just light it, light the stuff, and that's it. Light the two candles that were you found to be out, and be done with it. But now it's very good. Because saying no, because the minute they went out, there was kibui, and now the shame deshen emerges in those two candles. So now you have no right to utilize them, to light them. They have a shame deshen, and therefore they're ta'on dishon. They have their own designation in Kedusha. So therefore, that's why he says, you see, what does he say? In came and male dieshalo lahadlik od ba'osa shemen ulachasro. That's right. You have no right to utilize it and to diminish it in any way. Because it all has a designation, a kedusha. Kiddushas Hashem, Hadeshen. That's the Psila and the Shemen. All have one Chaloshem Deshen, as explained before. So that's exactly why, even though it's just Lehekera Ba'alma, but for that very reason that it's Lehekera Ba'alma is exactly the reason that you have no right to use to use a Cheftashal Deshen. That'll be inappropriate. That'll be Me'ila. That'll be inappropriate. So therefore, that answers that kasha. Yeah, then to answer the other problem, that'll turn out that you're gonna do Dishon on these two candles. And you're going to light them lehakera, and then you're going to blow them out, and then you're going to use those same wicks and oils, bein arbayim. And he says, how can you do that? That's their yeshanos. You have no right to do that. But the answer is, like he says, very simple. The answer is that Deshen is a Chaloshem. Deshen is a halachic entity. Deshen emerges from a hakrava or a certain mitzvah. Then the resulting the result of the mitzvah, let's say sreifa, hadlaka, hakrava, is that deshen emerges. Deshen is not a mere physical phenomenon. It's the totsah of a certain halachic process. A korban becomes deshen. A ner becomes deshen. But if it was simply a hadlaka for hekera ba'alma, so then the shame deshen does not emerge. There is no shame deshen. And since there's no shame deshen, there is no problem with using those psilos and shmanim. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to get out of that problem. Really, the whole idea of shemen chadash, shemen yashan, same thing with psilos. It's not really a question of age. It's a question of a certain shame. So what is considered a shemen yeshana? It's one that has become reduced to a shame deshen. That's what it means. That's how he's learning. It's a qualitative idea. So therefore, that never emerges here. It never emerges here. You simply did a hadlaka for hekera, and therefore there's no shame deshen that emerges from such a hadlaka like that. That's not deshen. It might be ash, but it's not deshen. Deshen is a chaloshem. Yet, to be honest, I'm unclear why they're allowed to do a hadlaka lehekera ba'alma. I would have thought that the minute you put the shemen and the psila in the menorah, so now it has a certain, it's hukdush to mitzvah hadlaka. How do you have a right to do something that's just a mere hakera? Yeah, that I'm not sure. Also, David's asking that according to this scenario now, so it comes out that you did the Dishun, the whole Hatava, then you did, because it was already Deshen, you had to do it, and therefore you couldn't, right? And now you fill it up with new oil and new wicks, the two of them. You light them for Hekera, then you do Hatava on the five, and now you do the Karban Tumen, now you come back, and is just simply you do to the two is just blow them out. And is that blowing that out? Is that they mean hatava shtei neiros? We're not clear about that. Unclear. But we just wanted to raise the question. I guess for next week, the next paragraph's important. Definitely very important. Vehinei Barambam. But let's see, so far, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't prepare past that paragraph. I didn't start Vihine Beperish Mishnayas. All right, so let's see how that goes. But definitely the next paragraph, very, very important. Let's see how much we can get out of the next two, let's see what happens here. All right? That's all, though. All right, so we had a Kiyam on Shiva Sabatamas of being Usuk in the Beis HaMikdash.